Your mind don't know it yet. You just gotta make a decision. Your heart, I'm gonna act out. I'm gonna act on the word of God. I don't feel like laughing. I don't feel like laughing. I don't feel like running. I don't feel like saying praise the Lord. Shut up, mind. Shut up, body. Who asked you anything? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jeremiah 33:11. I'm going to read it again. Amen. Amen. New King James. Well, actually, the regular King James, the KJV. KJV. It says, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The Amplified says, the sound of the voice of joy and the voice of gladness. Watch what happened. They go on to say, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the song filled, the voice of those who say. I like the way the King James says it. The Lord is good. Praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good. For his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the Amplified goes on to say, those who bring a thank offering into the house of the Lord. That's a sacrifice offering, sacrificial offering. Into the house of the Lord. It took some effort. You have to look at that offering. Do I give this offering to the Lord or do I pay a bill? If I give the offering, I have nothing left. If I pay the bill, I have nothing to give. What did I do? I'm going to sacrifice. Y'all ready for this? Those who bring a thank, give a praise and thank offering, thank to the Lord of hosts. Who bring the thank offering into the house of the Lord. Look what the Lord said. You ready? For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were at first. You remember a time when you had a pocket full of money? Now it's low and empty. Remember when you were running and turning cartwheel like our grandson? I mean, oh, you know, here it is. I'm walking around, you know. And he was moving around on cartwheel. You know what I mean? Full of energy. Here it is. In your natural mind and your present condition, things don't look too good. So what did that say to your mind and your situation, your life? Get depressed. Get down. Get a long fade. Look pitiful. Feel sorry. for yourself. Nobody really loves me. I wish, I wish, I wish I coulda, I shoulda. Somebody said that coulda, woulda, shoulda is quarterbacking on Monday morning after the game. I shoulda, I coulda, I woulda. Long face. But God said, what did he say? He sent the prophet, I believe Elisha, wasn't it, to the widow woman. Am I right? And he said, after the brook had dried up, he said, go to Zarephath. And I got a widow woman there. She's going to sustain you. Is that right? He got there and the woman was gathering what a few sticks to cook the last meal. She was down in the dumps. Me and my son going to eat this last meal and die. But he said, the prophet said, miss, as you go prepare the meal, cook me one first. Can you imagine the news went out? Old town, this preacher took the woman's last meal. Can you imagine? Did y'all hear what happened over that church? It took that. She didn't have nothing. That was the last meal. And he took it. He took it. But see, God don't work like man thinks. Like the natural-minded man and negative-minded people, God don't work that way. So he said, cook me a little cake first and bring it to me. Go get you some jar. I'm telling you, oil is not going to stop running until they fill all the jar, and the meal bell is not going to stop until it's overflowing.